When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Welcome to the Brown Load, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Catch and Satch. We're here.
Hello.
And it's the first one of February. God, February already.
February, this is where a lot of people's diets start now. This is where people's calendar actually starts. You know, that first month, January, is normally a freebie, no rules.
Yeah.
You just don't bother with it.
You know how we are the podcast where we do things different?
Yeah.
Right?
How?
I just realised I do have a New Year's resolution.
Oh, what was that?
I just remembered it now as you started, you know, February the month and people's diets. And I thought, oh yeah. And I told myself, you know what?
Yeah.
Say it on the podcast. Say the thing that I'm about to say that I want
to
do.
Then you'll have to do
then
it.
Then I'll have to sort of commit to it.
Mm. Yeah.
And you'll approve of it, Kedge, more so than anyone.
Oh, go on then.
You will really approve of it.
Oh.
By the end of this year or the start of next year, whichever you want to look at it.
Yeah.
I want to be a lot more supple.
Oh.
I'm going to work on it. And I've realised...
What's supple?
Supple.
Supple.
Supple. You know, you wear a chappal.
Chappal, supple.
But if you have a slipper, that's a flexible slipper.
Right.
It's called a supple.
Okay.
No. Supple is being flexible. You're supple.
Okay.
You never use that word.
You just said flexible, but...
Yeah, but you don't...
Supple is a beautiful word.
You don't know, yeah.
Why is he sounding like a Rani?
Meri supple Rani.
Really?
Yeah, hey, everyone wants a supple Rani.
That's it.
But I'm going
to
go for
it. But are you willing to be the supple Raja?
Yes, well, I'm going to attempt to be.
Well, good.
So I'm putting
and
out.
And what methods and what are you going to put in place for that, Tommy?
Right, so...
You need to subscribe to the Kedge Ogre plan. I've just made that up. It could be a thing.
In your head, Kedge, it is a thing. It's a video, it's a DVD, it's a box set.
It comes around your house.
Yeah, exactly. Demonstrates it one-to-one
session. You get the top, the bottom, the badge and everything.
He runs garage brunches where everyone does yoga to garage bungalow music.
Oh my God, Kedge Ogre.
Kedge Ogre.
Kedge Ogre, it's a thing. Yeah. It's a movement.
And I saw recently...
It's the Kedge Ogre retreat.
You can have nights out now where everyone goes for little runs and walks together. Music's playing. There's a guy who runs with a backpack with a speaker on it.
I know, you know, through Bollywood's contacts, people are running a yoga retreat in Goa at the moment, so I can just jump on that and I can
yeah, go there. Go.
No, I can
stay there as well.
I can take Kedge Ogre there.
You do that and stay.
I'll be honest.
Kedge there and stay there.
I know you've said
forever.
I know you've said it four or five times.
Kedge Ogre.
It doesn't work.
Kedge Ogre.
Kedge
Ogre.
I know what you're trying to say. I just don't think about
it. Saying it six times is not going to make it.
I prefer Kyoga.
Kyoga.
Kyoga sounds cool.
Yeah, but it's not Kedge.
No, what I'd prefer.
Gyozas. Oh, you know you get the home.
Oh my God, the frozen ones.
The frozen
ones are game changer.
Bro, how do you do yours? Microwave or pan?
Oh no, I do the steam thing.
In a little steam pan.
You boil the water. Yeah, in a steam. Yeah,
the bamboree.
Yeah, so it's quite nice. Just
I like
in a pan.
One side fried.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you get del. Then it becomes
it's very little bit. Yeah,
you don't need. If you have too much, then you're right.
No one's telling you to deep fry it, bro.
No. Anyway,
back to Kedge Ogre.
You know, let's kick off.
No, but hold on. You haven't said. So what are you doing for supplements?
Oh, I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work on Okay, really?
Go on. No, it's can we do it?
My hip flexors.
Yeah.
I have a problem. Yeah, so is my hip.
No, but all of that will be solved if you just commit to yoga.
Yeah, I agree, but I think if I can't, because...
You can. No, you already failed.
Okay, then.
You can.
So I don't...
Just
I
5 minutes. I'll give you the training plan for 5 minutes.
That's what I'm doing. You know what?
Forget everything else. Just 5 minutes a day when you get out of bed.
Okay, know this. Anything you give me will not be looked at.
No, but you've got to attach it.
Then he'll come around your house at 5 minutes in the morning when you come out of bed.
I'll come and wake you up. No, what I'm saying is you can attach it to the things that you already do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, fine. I'll let you know when
I brush. I always stand on one leg.
When you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
No wonder you keep falling over in the bathroom.
So you can.
No wonder you brush half your face. Half your mouth.
Honestly, Kedge, that is the stupidest thing I've heard.
No, it's not.
What about when you take a piss?
No.
He kneels down.
He's in downward dog.
There is no way you could.
Oh, he pees like a dog.
I haven't got space.
On all fours, and you just lift one knee up. And just rest all your junk over the rim.
I wish I could. No. But you can do that while you brush, because your brush already has, it's an electric one, isn't it? It already maps out 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You move your mouth.
Yeah.
So 30 seconds, one on the left, then you go right, then you go left, and you go right. You're already balanced already. And then there's another move you can do after that, just before you go into the shower or whatever. And that stretches your legs and increases your flexibility on your legs.
It's called a roly poly into the shower.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
I'll teach you.
Then you go into a backflip. Great. When you get better.
You know when I thought mentioning on the podcast would be a good idea?
Don't.
Yeah.
Not around this break.
Right, exactly. Anything you want to set as your goals for the
What's
year?
What's that? A knock on the door. People are already looking to enroll into Ked Yoga.
Exactly. Yeah, feel free. Find him on social media and contact him. DM him back Ked Yoga. Ask him to send you his program and plan. Go on. Let's all do this together. Let's all sign up to Ked Yoga and see what happens. Oh. Right?
That's the dream one day.
Have you got anything you want to change or achieve? Go on, put it out there now.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, be real. Well,
for me, and I'm already, I've started the path, and I mentioned it very briefly, is learning Portuguese by the end of this year. It's happening.
So what? Random. Why Portuguese?
Because I want to go to Brazil.
Okay.
And I want to speak to them.
Properly.
Yeah. And also because I went to Portugal last year, I fell in love with it. And I'm going to visit Portugal
That's
again.
Good. Something
and,
about...
And so yeah, yeah. I'm already 70 words I've already learned. And
obrigado.
Obrigado. And sentences, basic sentences. I'm learning all of that.
Could you give us a sentence now?
Yeah. Eu now como pau.
How now, brown cow? Eu now como pau.
Eu now como pau, which means I don't eat bread.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That does sound like how now, brown cow.
Yeah.
How about the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain?
I don't know.
Il reno speno fall pleno.
No pleno. No, I haven't learned that yet.
No? Okay, fair enough. No, I'm going to kick off with... a bit of a controversial story. Something that's been sweeping the entire destination.
This is so big.
This is huge.
And we were thinking about it, but we have to address this.
We are. We are going to address it. Because address I think...
If you don't know about the story, where have you lived?
I don't think everyone would know.
No, because if it's not on your Desi radar...
Then you would know.
If you're not the Asian variety, then maybe you might not know. Because of this person. We're talking about Poonam Pandey. She is an actress, model.
Influencer. Actress is loosely implied.
Okay, yeah. Well, she does a lot of acting.
She's a person in India.
Right. And what she's
done... She was famous for, sort of basically promising that she would take bits of various parts of her kits off if India had won the World Cup.
Bits of various parts of her kits. Kids. She said she'd get naked if India won the World Cup. That's what it was.
Parts of her kit. What, shin pads?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have removed my sweatband. Exactly.
Arm guard.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Basically, that's what she got famous for. And then, and I think she was probably, I would say she was probably one of the first Indian celebs to have her own sort of subscription channel that you could subscribe to and watch, the naughty stuff.
Yeah. So she's an adult actress as well. Does she do that or is she just a model?
I don't know if she's an actress, adult actress, but she has delved in that world and, she's...
Well, look, she's known for making headlines and making noise, right? And what she did was...
She was not shy.
No, right. What she did this week was she faked her own death.
Mm.
And by that, I saw the story came out as a proper news story. Poonam Pandey passed away, 32 years old.
Was you shared in the group?
And
Friday.
I shared. I was like, oh my God! Like,
yeah, it was news.
What? Out the blue and all that. And you, I think one of you replied, went, oh, she didn't even mention it.
She didn't even mention her
illness or that.
And also because I was like, I swear I saw her at some sort of premiere thing like a few days ago.
Right. And then it comes about the next day after a sort of a day of making the whole nation think she'd passed away that actually she was raising awareness of cervical cancer and saying, I'm not dead, I'm very much alive, but there's a lot of women that haven't survived it and that's the message.
And you know what? In that 24 hours, there were so many videos, news outlets, people coming out on Twitter saying, oh, it's very sad. Like people were grieving, properly grieving.
Yeah, but what I noticed, Inspector Kejo, was that basically there were no Bollywood people referring to her. No one in Bollywood,
she's not friends with the stars.
There would have been still a few people who would have known her. And there was nothing. There was silence from Bollywood. So I was a little bit suspect Friday night. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Are you just saying that now?
No, I was a little bit suspect because it just didn't sit right. All of a sudden, it just went. Do you know what I mean? It just came out of the blue, and I went to an Instagram post, and she was posting up until and out and about, doing all the nakre and all of that kind of stuff. And I just thought, you know, like...
It was sudden.
Yeah, it was really sudden and it just didn't sit right with me.
Okay, well, I want your opinion. Look, we're talking about cervical cancer. We're now aware of this type of killer cancer that affects so many people. So did it work? You could argue yes. But people are saying, no, it was the worst thing ever. The PR company behind it that were working with her to create the kind of storm and release the press release and all that, they've apologized and said, look, we apologize. Actually, it was insensitive. There are people that have lost people.
Of course.
And for those people, this triggers those memories.
Of course.
Because they're going to go, oh, no, it got Poonam like it got my mum, my sister, my whoever. Mm. So it's a big deal for that. And instead of going, it was a bad idea.
I think it's a really bad idea.
No, I don't think there's a straight answer for this.
I think it's probably one of the worst things you could do, to fake your death.
And a cancer, is that not worse as well?
Okay,
well,
so I'm going to play devil's advocate here, right? The fact is that the digital footprint of people searching cervical cancer in India, right, in this short space of time went and increased like so much. It was ridiculous.
Okay, great. But I think there's other ways to do it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not saying this was the right way.
But maybe those other ways aren't as effective.
Because this just spread like wildfire on social media. You know, like how quickly you sent it,
But that's what I mean.
Whatever.
This is the problem with people. Like, you only want to, when something extreme happens, then you want to go and know about it.
They did this, because basically, how many people do you see that are campaigning for this, that, and the other? You get a little bit of screen time. You get a little bit of social. But then it's like, it's forgotten about.
I get that. But
this was a massive impact.
I get that. But faking your death is the worst thing you could do. But again, regardless of anything.
Agreed. But the audience that she got looking at cervical cancer, because you've got to remember that it's not that sort of high level Indian audience. It's quite, you know, sort of the middle to low class people who would have been following her. Loads of men, maybe, you know, all of that kind of thing. Because the audience that she has... And you know, all of a sudden, you know, maybe these men didn't even know what cervical cancer is, and then go, oh my God, you know, this is what can happen to my sister or my daughter or my wife or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so even maybe men were looking up this issue. And then, you know, and the fact was that she said, you know, you can get an injection for it and whatever and get yourself tested, because it's easy to, you know, it can be
caught early doors.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying that you've got to look at it from both sides of it. It has caused a lot of awareness and a lot of people looking at it going, hold a minute. Because you've got to remember, in the UK it's different. Cervical cancer in the UK, we're doing a better job of it, right?
Raising awareness.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, I think women are sending letters to go and get their test and all of this kind of stuff, and, you know, try not to miss it, all of that kind of stuff. You know, Amy Dowden recently from Strictly was affected by it as well. Oh, I don't know if it was cervical cancer. But what I'm trying to say is that you see a lot of celebrities talking about it.
Yep.
But whereas in India, you don't. We like to keep everything quiet. We don't talk about it.
You don't celebrate the problem.
And you don't even get celebrities talking about any issues.
All of that. But I still think it's the wrong way of going about doing it.
Yeah.
It's a bit, is it not a bit like the Joe Lycett? Was it Joe Lycett who said he's going to shred £10,000 unless something happened or whatever.
Yeah.
And they did it all. They showed the shredder, but actually it wasn't a real £10,000.
Yeah, it was just fake.
But that's a bit different. You're not killing yourself.
True. Okay, fine. So it's out there. And it split a lot of people. If I'm honest, personally, I'm not sure where I stand in it. Again, I like the fact that awareness was raised. But you're like, and because you know this person is renowned for just making this kind of noise, it's kind of
but
what
they're
for.
But she has said that she's now going to commit her the rest of her life to raising this awareness, which, you know, maybe if that's the start of something.
Fair play. Then, you know what? She's doing good work in that respect.
And I think apparently her mum has suffered with it or you know, had sort of a run with it. So I think that's why it's close to her heart.
I want to see her promoting this every day.
Right.
Oh, God. For the rest of her life.
Right. But is her real name Poonam Pandey? Because... Bandit in Punjabi.
Like junkie.
Yeah. Yeah. But bandit, like that's like a lad's term for get your bandit out. You know, like, and that's what she does. So I didn't know if it was like she was named, named her after.
Bandit's back.
She's named herself after a bandit. Like, you know, like.
So why did Chunky name himself that?
Yeah, maybe that's what he likes. He likes what he likes. No, he likes Chunky Bandit.
Maybe
that was his stage name.
He himself has Chunky Bandit.
Yeah. And some people might want like travel size bandit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they go, I like travel bandit. Yeah. Right? But she's born on my
easier
bandit.
To pack the blow-up ones.
Huh?
It's easier to pack the blow-up ones.
I don't know. Okay.
Isn't it like a pot or something?
Bundy. That's what it is. Your bundy, all your dishes.
Like,
your
what's
dishes?
Your bundy?
Yeah. What's your bundy? Yeah.
In Punjabi.
Oh, you don't say that?
No, we don't. Oh, tapela, yeah. We say.
That's why, like,
tapela.
That's why, like, you know, like, when someone makes a lot of noise, they go, oh, bande, which is bande, is just smash up.
Right.
So when you, like, someone's
bande.
Smash the bande.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think many people probably have. Anyway, okay. Well done. Do we say well done to Puna Bande?
Well, it's
a no for me.
It was a week of death, and it was also a week of birth, because Apple released their new invention, the invention that basically is now going to take us to another level, and it's the...
See, you're biased now. Look, you're giving it all the big pump.
Yeah, now honestly,
you've got to tell them what it is.
Can I just say...
It's glasses.
This is another story that's annoyed me this week as well.
Yeah, go on. Okay, Satch, before we hear the Apple PR, straight from... Ked Jobs. This little skinny spiky thing, like a little spiky ferret. That's what a Ked Jobs would be, like a hedgehog, but a spikier. Anyway, go on. So you were saying, what do you make of it? Of
so the basically, new,
the Apple, what are they called?
Goggles.
Vision Pro.
Goggles.
What are they then?
They're goggles.
What are they called?
Bro, Apple goggles. VP.
Yeah, but what?
Vision Pro.
Goggles.
Yeah. They're goggles. But you wear them over your eyes.
Where do you wear them?
Right.
They're goggles.
Handcuff.
Goggles.
Why has it troubled you this week, Zach?
Because, do you know what? I've seen, so obviously there was a big deal when it came out. I saw so many people queuing up for it and stuff in America. And I thought, who is buying this junk? Then I remembered Kedge, because he would be the guy that would be outside.
If someone gave me $3,500, I would be there.
He would be, if he had $3,500, he'd be outside the Apple store, wherever. He'd fly to America to go and get this.
Yeah, I'd have one now.
Yeah.
He would have it.
They're not available yet, are they?
No. Well, there is someone now who I've seen has got it in the UK.
Oh, Wembley Market.
No. He's walking in Soho with them on, and he's got this robotic dog that he's walking with it as well, which is, I thought it was
quite sick. See, that's what I mean. I've seen videos of people wearing them, like on the train, just walking around in town. I'm just like, do you know what? If this is now being accepted as being normal, the world's a bit of a shit place.
Really? Oh. Okay, why?
Because you're wearing goggles and you're doing all of this.
But you wear
all
goggles.
Of this shit.
Yeah, you're landing a plane.
Minority Report. Where's all of this? Bro, you're doing all of this in the middle of a high street. I'm sorry, but if you do that in South London, to start with, your goggles would get jacked.
Yeah.
Because you won't see if someone coming from behind you and nicking them.
So you can just gone.
And you look like an absolute massive twat.
Well, Kedge with his high vis jacket. Right, if he was with his goggles, would just look like he's doing the YMCA, walking on the road,
trying to land the plane.
Planes would be landing all over the place.
Honestly,
No.
Do you know what? It's annoying me, but that this is becoming normal, because this should not be normal. Yep. This is stupid behavior.
Welcome to the future, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are here. We have landed. This is it. So do you remember when we were laughing at? Oh my God! Can you imagine if people are going to be just looking at their phone all day long? Imagine like if they start watching programs on their phone. That's going to be crazy.
I don't like that at all.
Can you imagine if children are just looking at their phones all the time at a restaurant and playing games and just watching telly shows on it? And we're already there and we're past it. And so this that's really become normal.
This is actually a better bit of kit for all of
that. So you're going to have to start getting used to, you know, and once this becomes more accessible and affordable, it's that, you know, kids and adults and everyone are going to start putting these goggles on. And, I think, Satch, what you've seen, obviously, is people taking it to the extreme levels of it and trying to be funny with it. So, you know, like there's certain people, like I've seen someone who's wearing it in a swimming pool.
I've seen,
you know, people wearing it in
on
places.
On the train, all sorts of things.
You're not really supposed to be moving around with it. It doesn't work because it's the spatial computing. So if you walk forward, then you walk into everything that you're seeing. So it doesn't actually work. The whole point is that you've got to be sitting down. But it's incredible.
And that's why there was a video I saw of someone in that Tesla, what's that Tesla
correct.
Truck?
The Cybertruck.
Cybertruck, and it's kind of self-driving.
Yeah. So someone said, they go, can you imagine if someone's wearing the Apple Vision Pro in a Tesla? That's the goal.
That's what they
and
filmed.
That's what someone did.
And he filmed and then he got caught by
He got police. Arrested, didn't he?
He got arrested.
Oh, did he? Well, what's interesting, my observation, look, I wait until I get to try it. I would want to try it.
Can
I want to see
what
it does.
Catch it show again,
I know. But you know what? It's hard work.
The best
work.
Thing you were doing.
Tommy, you don't need to. You don't need to do that.
Let me just say, right? So I'd love to test them out, but Apple, if you're listening,
oh please, Apple.
But what's very interesting for me?
Go on.
All of the videos I've seen about it, they are playing on TikTok and Instagram stories and things like that. They're playing creepy music over the background.
Because it is creepy. Yeah. Oh, I've not consumed it from TikTok, so I haven't seen any of
it. So all of this, already the social media, and I mean 4 or 5 videos I've watched, right. All showing different people using it, different scenarios,
yeah.
And a guy who was crossing the road, and then he stopped on the road and he did something. They went, oh, look, but the music they've got is like, I'll tell you what I describe the music as.
Go on.
This is a good one.
Go on.
And only our people will get this.
Yeah.
You know in Sholé, where God has killed everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And the swings are just swinging on their
own.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's all that. It's towards the end of the film, right?
Oh, like a little bit ghostly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, but it's kind of coming from your angle, your thought process, Satch, because it's like, look at what's happening, people. And it's all that. And now all of a sudden, I'm feeling like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, actually, it's just another bit of tech kit.
It is another bit of tech kit.
And actually, you're right, Kedge, for once. I don't think it's too much different, Satch, from people just looking at their phones the whole time. People walk around on their phones looking down, probably hurting themselves.
But I think that's wrong as well. You shouldn't. But we're already there. I'm just saying, other people can do that. I wouldn't do that because I hate it. Like, even when I'm out for a walk, I can't look at my phone when I'm walking because I don't like it.
I agree. But I think you're the last of the generation, Satch. And I just think that, you know, nowadays, if you're looking at the teenagers and you know, the early 20s, they are, you know, they're fixated on it. Everything has to be logged
and everything.
It all matters. It is a sad way of going. Because basically, do you remember when we were growing up, our parents would say, okay, you're too close to the telly,
Your eyes. Yeah, I did think
now that, you've got this literally on your face.
But okay, so I've reviewed projector screens and goggle sets, actually, that you could get back years ago.
Yeah.
And they said, it's the equivalent of a 47-inch screen.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to the maker of it, I went, yeah, but then you're sat an inch from a 47-inch screen. He goes, no, it's set to project like a screen. You know, like you would look at a normal distance. Yeah. So apparently it doesn't strain your eyes in the same way.
Apparently it doesn't. But I mean, for me, I just think it's brilliant because
there's going to be all sorts of problems. To start with, these goggles are going to be in your face. Your neck's going to be forward and you're going to have a humpback.
Yeah.
You're going to be like this.
What they're already saying, did they not say that the new generation kids' hands are changing shape?
Wow.
Because they're so used to holding the phone like that and this little finger.
Underneath.
The little finger underneath your phone is what? Is changing the shape of hands.
So it's going to cut your little finger off. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. So we're going to evolve to be gadget holders.
So this weekend, like, my dad always likes to sort of stay abreast of what's going on in the tech world, and he knows that I am the go-to man for that. So I was explaining to him the Apple Vision Pro, and I showed him videos.
I just want to say your dad stays abreast with breasts. That's why he wants the Apple goggles, because he's like, I just want to make sure that I can keep abreast with breasts, and no one has to know.
With the best,
auntie doesn't have to know. It's okay, keep it a secret. So basically, can you just watch what you want then on your own like that with the goggles on, and no one will know what you're watching while you're walking down the street?
Well, yeah, of course.
Pure gunned.
Oh yeah.
No, but that's like your phone. You can watch whatever you want there.
No, but you can't. Someone can look over your.
I see what you mean.
You've got privacy screens and stuff.
Oh yes,
now,
this is just your screen. Yeah. Unless obviously when you start doing the hand actions, then you might just give it away. But so I was explaining to him how that works. Yeah. So I was explaining to him how it works, and he was just blown away by it, and he just couldn't believe that, you know, we'd gone to another step in invention and technology, and you know, like you know, he straight away he said, oh, do you remember that film Minority Report?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what it kind of brings back. So where we're at. And then I started explaining to him about AI and the introduction of that. And he goes, oh, but what is it? And he wanted to know all about it. Because I think a lot of people still now, even to this day, our age people are still, you know, sort of ignoring the idea, don't want to accept it. Or they kind of go, oh, yeah, it's what they use, but it doesn't really affect our lives. And, you know, the fact that we're already used to using AI in our lives already, but with YouTube and Netflix, if you consume all these shows, if you're consuming social media, it's already, you know, you're already down with the AI. You don't even know about it.
I sort of agree. I think this is just the next step. So I wasn't so, you know, like it's you guys talking about it and even you, Satch, kind of going, oh, no, I don't agree with it. Yeah. It makes more of a bigger deal of it. I'm like, this is just an accessory.
Yeah.
This is no
and I think you've got to just have to accept it. And the quicker you get onto the bus and go, right, this is where we are now. We need to learn to actually enhance it and use it to our advantage rather than going, no, it's all ruined life. And then someone comes and creates it.
You know what? This is, Kedge is that uncle that walks around with a Bluetooth headset on.
Yeah.
He's that guy. And now he's going to have goggles on as well.
All I'm saying
is, there's a blinky thing.
I explained to my dad what ChatGPT is and how AI works. And it was incredible just to see how his mind was being blown. And you know what? Do that. Go and speak to your parents and explain to them what ChatGPT is and explain to them what it does. And then give them an example. So the first example I did, which always works with anyone Asian, this is a good one, is he goes, so what do you mean? It can just do anything. And I was like, yeah, pretty much anything. And he goes, like, what? So I said, I just said, write me a Bollywood love song about Valentine's Day for my girlfriend. And he was like, no, this is not going to do this, right? And then it comes out and he does it for you straight away. And he couldn't believe how fast it was. Yeah. And then he does it in English and then he gives you the Hindi words for it.
Brilliant.
And he was reading it. He was like, what? So what are these people in Bollywood going to do now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just amazing to see him. And then he started putting his own questions in and everything like that. And he went, I said, go as deep as you want. I said, talk about the Mahabharata if you want. Talk about politics in India if you want. God. And he was just fascinated. And I thought, you know what? It's a brilliant thing to do. Just show your parents ChatGPT and let them just play
amazing.
With it.
It's changing everything. I think everything changed. And even as funny as I was talking about
something. It's not sad, Saj.
We're talking about the elections and all that happening. I'm like, actually, the prime minister then, or whoever that we have now, has to be ready for this.
Oh, yeah.
This
is
more important than probably a lot of the other issues that the country's facing. I'm like, get ready for this as well. But
hang on a minute. No, we had the issue a few years ago of people didn't have to wash their hands.
Yeah,
worry about that first. Stop your ChatGPT and all this crap.
Yeah.
Wash your hands first.
Get that.
Teach people how to wash hands properly.
Bro, okay, you say that.
I'll be happy then.
I was in Manchester. I went up to Manchester to do a comedy gig last night.
Yeah.
And I still saw on the side of the tracks, I saw the sign, it says...
People pooing.
No, do not... Oh. It's a big sign.
Manchester,
do not
sorry.
Walk on the tracks. I'm like... Why do you need a sign?
That? Because if you might have your goggles on, you might not realize you're walking. You're walking on the train track.
If you have to tell people the most basic of things,
honestly,
but you do.
But actually, by the way, AI,
it's
in my life.
In what way?
Of course, it is, Saj.
It's in my life.
You've embraced it.
My phone's got AI.
Yeah.
In what way?
Oh, you can speak to someone in another language. So you're speaking English. It's translating it to them in German or
as you're talking.
As
is
you're
that
talking.
The new phone?
Yep. Text
or your photos
or on the
photo
all your
editing.
So I can take a photo of anything and just cut out whatever bits I want and stuff. It's just there.
So you've got clip art.
So I don't know what
secretly
it is.
There.
He's secretly there. I know he says that. Oh, he doesn't, but he loves it. He loves that phone and he loves all the time.
I did think about the actual the translating thing is amazing.
The whole thing is brilliant.
If you're speaking to someone abroad, it's great for that.
When we started, you got to remember, when we started getting sat navs in the car, right? We've been the A to Z straight away. Maps, we've been it. Because if your life can become easier,
quicker,
why are you going to do that?
But then, okay.
When we got washing machines and dryers all in one, saved you going down the river to wash your clothes, didn't it?
Yeah.
So why are you not going to do, you're going to not do that? That's it.
Just on that note, and then I've seen two other videos. One was of an Indian like tech guy saying to an not Indian person, I don't know what the show was or what, it was some sort of, you know, gadget tech sort of thing review. And he's got like a headset thing on him. And this thing is reading his brain signals and he's Googling a search. So they said, so the guy opposite him said, okay, what if I wanted you to tell your computer via your mind to Google what is the population of Bulgaria's biggest city?
Yeah.
All right. And then as he's doing it, it's coming up on the screen. He's just standing, he's just looking at him quietly, but he's thinking Bulgaria, largest city.
Yeah.
And it goes, Sofia. And he goes, population. And he goes, 1.1 million. He goes, so you just Googled the question
just
and the answer
about it,
by thinking about
it. Yeah, Elon's putting chips into the brain.
And apparently there's this rumors going around that he's done it.
He hasn't done it, from what I've heard.
Put a chip into someone's head.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You can have the internet in your brain.
It's funny that he's whacked into someone else's, but not his.
Yeah.
But you need to.
If you've got that much thing, do it to yourself.
Well, no, you say do it to yourself. Have you heard about that bionic man who's spending two million quid a year to basically make himself not die? Have you heard about him, Brian Johnson?
Oh yeah, it's been yes, I have.
I've done a bit more research on him, and it is fascinating what he's doing. It is absolutely fascinating.
I guarantee he'll end up dead. He will.
He is confident he won't die.
Okay.
You know what? The one thing he said that hooked me in.
Yeah, the question is though, what is left alive? If you're going, oh yeah, look, it's a robotic box that can
blink. He will be alive. As in his brain and all of his organs and everything, it will be in working condition. The one thing he said, which I thought was, which basically sucked me into actually started to delve in further into what he's doing, is he said,
this is worse than pyramids.
Yeah. No. Not pyramids.
No.
This. I love pyramids.
No. So basically, he described the difference between a kingdom, a country being run by a monarchy, and or by democracy, right? So if it's run by the monarchy, king. The king, then it's one person, right, who decides everything for that country and all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you've got democracy, obviously it's by the people because they know what's good for their country and all of that. So when England first were thinking about, or UK were first deciding about, we've got all these countries that we own, do we want to run it from the monarchy, or do we want to give them independence and let them run it because they know it's their country and give them the democracy?
Let them have it.
So there's pros and cons to it, right? But at the end of the day, it's always better if Indians in India run their own country because they know exactly
what's going on,
right? Rather than Prince Charles or whoever it is in England.
Yep.
Same way, right? At the moment, how do we decide what's best for our body? We let our mind control it. Right?
Yep.
Right? But you don't even trust your mind in the best of times because basically you know your mind is always
the sucker.
If you got a pack of crisps, you're going to be caning it or a big cake. You're going to go for it.
It's a bit of a free spirit.
Yeah. So you don't even trust your mind to make the best calls for you in life. So what if you then turn that into a democracy and let your heart decide what's best for itself? Or if you let your liver or your kidney or whatever the part of your intestinal organs are, right, decide what's best for it. And that decides how to make it survive longer, right? So
how to make it last longer.
How to make it last longer. So therefore,
so now what part of your body you're thinking about?
Yeah, exactly.
You connect it to, you let our robots and algorithms decide to, you basically fit that into your thing so it can read exactly what your heart's going through, your liver's going through, your kidneys are going through, and it regulates exactly what you need into your body. So it's not your brain, it's everything else that's telling you exactly what you need. And that's what he's doing. Okay. Why are we messing?
He's still going to end up.
Why are we messing with life?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not messing with life.
That's not messing with life.
He's trying to long out his life.
He's not messing with life. He's not messing with life.
We're not messing with life.
He's here for 2,000 years.
What's the one thing that unites all of us in on this planet? What is the one thing that we all do as soon as we wake up? What is the one thing that we do every second of our life that unites every single person on this planet?
Little cork.
No.
No.
We think about surviving, not dying. Yeah.
No, I don't think about surviving.
No, because
you
don't
think about it.
No, because it's second nature now. We don't even think about it.
No, we don't think about it.
That's why we've got traffic. That's why we've got traffic lights. That's why we don't just cross the road willy-nilly.
Rewind back. What's the first thing we do when we wake up? We think about surviving.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, we don't.
This is a human
instinct. You wake up and you go, do I need a push-up?
Probably.
Do I have to get up right now?
Can I bend over? Do I need to do yoga?
Are my bed sheets going to survive? That might be the only question. But
there we go.
That would be it.
But, honestly.
Talking of survival. Right, let me move things on. So I was in Manchester.
Yeah.
And by the way.
We're done with the tech chat?
Yeah, we're done with the tech. Well,
you got me going. I won't stop.
Proper tech head.
No. Let's really move on. All right, so I'm going up in Manchester. And the saddest thing about it was seeing West Ham fans on my way up, and ask us anything. Mm. They were so, because we just got battered by your lot, right?
West Ham get battered.
Right? And here I am. And literally, I put my flat cap down and away I was walking away. But I had a little dilemma, right? And it occurred, and it was horrible. It was horrible, so I want to share it with you because I laughed afterwards, but it took me about 20 minutes to sort of laugh at it, only when I realized it's going to be a podcast story.
It's a situation.
Right. So I was at the train station coming off the tube about to get onto the actual train that goes from Euston to Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So I'm on some escalators. And as I'm coming up to the escalators, to my left, also walking towards the escalators, was a white lady. And I say that because she was in what looked like a sari-style dress, right?
Right.
She was a bit older. She looked a bit hippie.
Sari-style dress?
The colours of it all the way down to her, like her, almost covering her feet.
Yeah.
It's like a lenga, the bottom of a lenga, okay, right? One piece. Like a kind of
number.
Something that an item person would dance in.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It would sit around the waist. Yeah, she had a jacket on, so I don't know what was going on.
A skirt.
Yeah, but it was all very colourful. It was sequined, it was turquoise.
Ashwarya Rai wore in Gujarati.
Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah.
And it's all around, and it's covering up her feet. She goes in front of me, and actually, whilst
I bet he wanted to say something.
No, I didn't.
He wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't say anything. I'm not you, Kedge, right?
Would
you like some dokla to go with your dress? Is what Kedge would do. Hello. Oh, God.
Creepy.
No. And I was looking at the bottom of the dress thinking, I hope that doesn't get caught in the escalator, right? Because it's quite low, because it's a little tassel in front.
Yeah.
And in doing so, when she took a step forward, I took a step forward, but a little bit of wind, and her bottom of her it's right down to her ankles. It's not revealing anything.
Yeah.
That came back. My Nike Air Max stepped on it, right?
Oh.
Now, the grip on a Nike Air Max, it's got edges. It's got bits all around the side and all around the other.
Like the teeth.
Somehow, the material went under my foot and grabbed hold the back of my shoe. So then
the
she
back of your shoe.
Yeah, like it's under. So my heel is in her material.
That's a lot of material that's just gone under your foot. How the hell did that happen?
Because she's getting onto the escalator bit.
Right. Okay. Right? Yeah.
So there's a little drag back.
And as I pulled my foot back, like, oh, I've caught it in a thing. I pulled a thing down. It was on an elasticated one.
Oh my God.
So now she's on the escalator going up. Her chitter is in front of me. And I put it down, she's going, oh, and she's pulling it up. I'm trying to pull my foot out. I've got my bag and everything with me. And I pulled this more skirt down with the back of my foot. And I'm like, what do you do? She's looking at me. I'm looking at her, I'm going, I'm so, 1 minute. And I'm trying to unhook it off the back of my heel. Because like I said, it's gone
size
over the grip.
Foot. That's a lot of material.
You know, like, it felt like.
So you fully stepped on her dress. Fully. If your shoe's lost in it, you've fully gone in it.
Okay, so I should point out, there was a lot of people. So there's people coming, go.
Yeah, it's busy, you know, around so there.
Houston's busy,
Everyone's. I'm saying, why was I so close to a random person like that?
Yeah, it's I got the heat
on my back as well, right? So and then I went, I'm so sorry. She went, no, it's fine, it's fine. But she's pulled it up. She knows I've now had her half her bond in my face, right? And I know I did it. And then you got to ride the whole escalator just standing there behind her knowing what I've bloody done. But I felt terrible. It was a real drama. It was a real dilemma for me. Wow. It was like a full reveal in public.
But you said she was a bit buddy and everything. So,
yeah. I'm not judging. What are you saying? What's that mean?
No, I'm saying so she probably just took it as a bit of a joke and it was just...
She didn't take it as a joke. She didn't turn back around. No. But she had to kitch her
skirt. But did she not... Was it not... Did she not have a top that covered it?
No. She had a jacket on. So whatever's going on, I can only presume... This is... Okay, let me just make up the profile. She's gone to Kejoga, right? She's going to Kejoga.
Oh, yeah.
And she's wearing her outfit. Right. Or she's going to go to like a... She's going to an Asian wedding soon and she's going to a dance class and they're all going to wear their outfit. She goes, I'll just wear mine there.
Yeah.
Right? And so she's got the top on underneath or whatever with something
Did you rip the bottom of the dress?
No, I didn't rip it. I just kitched it because it was elasticated.
Right.
But then I'm like, well, that's not an authentic bottom because it's...
Why?
Yeah. Because
you didn't have the nala.
Do you know what, Tommy? Don't worry about it too much. That sounds like a her problem. She should, number one, she shouldn't be wearing that on an escalator.
At Euston Station.
At Euston Station, you're asking for trouble.
Okay.
So you're lucky it didn't get stuck in the escalator and then the thing just went off. The whole thing just got caught up in the escalator.
You know what I thought?
Could have happened.
I did think, I thought maybe that was like divine intervention and God kind of going, if you don't do this,
It's going to happen.
It's going
to
get caught
also,
in there.
So Bhagwan sent you. Yeah.
Sent me to
And the Lenga's getting eaten up in the whole thing. And she can be there butt naked.
And my punishment was, you're going to have a half a 60-year-old bond in your face. And then, and that's that.
Half a 60-year-old?
What? Not
one cheek.
Because only one, because my foot was on one side.
One cheek. One,
so it's just pulled it didn't pull the whole thing down. Right. It was like,
almost like a full moon. That tennis player shot who just lifts a little bit of the skirt.
Yeah, half moon. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but... Wow. Still, it's
an awkward situation.
Did
you say sorry?
Yeah, absolutely, I'm really sorry.
And what did she say?
She looked round, she looked back, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, and then that was it.
Kitchen back up. Well, what's she going to do? She goes,
it could have been a laughing situation or something like that.
No.
I don't think, you know, again, I wasn't in the laughing because if I had laughed, it would have looked like I kind of done it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right. No, but no one's going to do that on purpose.
Well, you get some weirdos in there.
Yeah,
the
maybe,
tubes.
But I'm just saying. So that was your tough moment
that you had to deal with, man.
I had a tough moment this week as well, actually, but it was a kind of a strange one where Satch would know this, but at work we have a daily meeting with all the radio stations in a massive open space, and you know, everyone has to go through what's going on and everything. On Friday normally we get this guy who's basically the longest serving person who's worked at the company, and he delivers like a Friday rallying call for everybody, and everyone's just like, "Hey!" And they start cheering, and he always prepares a couple of lines, and you know, like, it's always a little bit funny and everything.
I hate that. Because it's just cheesy. You know what, in the work environment it's so fake. Ooh, let's cheer for work.
It's not cheer for work, but it's cheer for the weekend.
No, I'm not in these meetings. I go to the office. But
you're not buying into the company vibe.
People do that, I'm like, you're fake.
Everyone in it is fake. We used to all put a hand in the middle.
At where?
And then, it's a Nike Town.
Yeah, but that's a bit different. It's a bit like,
we put our hands in the middle and you go, Nike Town, 1, 2, 3, hey!
But that's different because you're kind of still having fun while working at night. It's a bit different.
Yeah, but this is fun.
No, it's not. You're in an office and your boss is trying to rally you up and you're just like, I'm sorry, but that's a bit shit.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway. What was the tricky one?
You're going to love this. Yeah. So basically, the guy who normally does it wasn't there.
Okay.
So then what the big boss does, he goes, so he goes, he's not in. So the wheel of fortune is now spinning in my head and it's going to land on somebody. And then he picks someone by random.
Of course.
And he landed on me.
Kejoga.
Of course it
Kejoga.
Does.
And I literally, so instantly you just get a dirty straight, right? Yep, and it just comes out. Because you're like, right, now you have to address. And obviously I'm the only Asian person there. So it's like, you know what? I've now got to really bring it.
Yep.
And it's all like,
and so don't, you know, you've got to drop your like twang.
Yeah. So it, yeah, the twang. And also, because I've just spoken in that meeting in a very professional way. And then all of a sudden you've got to go talk sport, lad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you've got to really, it's got to be the rallying call.
Bring it.
And then and you haven't got time to think about it or anything. He just goes, right, Kedge, take us into the weekend. And oh my God. So I just came up with like something. Go on, guess.
They all look at me, he goes,
I wish I had done something like that. And now I'm looking back at it, I thought, oh, I could have got it interactive and you know, got them. I could have said, give me a, you know, S or something like that. And they got S or whatever, right? And I kind of just went with it. And I just went, well, we've got a brilliant weekend of sport. We got rugby, we got cricket, we got football. And then I said, have a couple of shandies, have a brilliant weekend. And I said, and it was just the day after. Bruv, this is all freestyling.
I'm waiting for something good to be said. But well, go
and this well, again.
We've got cricket. Yeah. We've got tennis. We've got football.
And this is meant to make you motivate you at work.
Yeah.
It's meant to motivate you.
Now, imagine you work in the sports
show. I'll take my shoe off and hit him with it.
No, look, I would
shut up.
I would love to be in one of the talk sport team and they're going, oh, hang on a minute. Look, they've asked the Indian fella. Listen, what's he going to say? We got tennis. Oh, well done, mate. He knows different sports.
I said, we've got Dick and Dom on Virgin Radio. That it's going to be a brilliant weekend. Have a couple of shandies if you do drink. And I said, make sure you're not a Wolves player, because it was a Wolves Man United the night before. I said, make sure you're not a Wolves player. I said, be more like Man United's Mainu. Keep going till the end, because remember, there's always a winner at the end. Whoa, let's go. And everyone started clapping and started jumping
see
around.
What I mean?
And,
see what I mean?
And that was the start of the Friday at work. Yeah. And I thought,
great, but our weekend's going to be sick.
You know what?
Wanted to be swallowed into the ground.
No, it's right. Look, you gave a shout out. You mixed up the radio.
It had an out.
You should have got it out. You should have done it in Modi voice.
Yeah.
The whole of your inside just comes out like straight away when he picks you. And you just like, what do you say?
Yeah, you got to step up and you got to be that. Hey, you might be the go-to guy every week.
No, it better not be. Like you better not be.
I hope not.
The thing is, they all cheered and they all shouted and they all started banging the tables and everything. So I thought, right, as long as I achieved that, but my God, I absolutely bricked it.
Have you been for anything tough this week, Satch, that you want to share?
Not at all, no.
No, are you all right?
No, I'm good. Actually, there was one tough moment today. I went for a massage, actually.
Oh, nice. Hello.
What kind?
Something tough?
No, just a normal massage. You know what? I've been in
like
the gym
a lot.
Like
a walk on your back one, the time.
It was a walk on the back one.
Yeah, it's a time.
And do you know what? While I was there and the lady was walking on my back,
she
laughed a bit.
On your back.
This is why I laughed, because I was like, if a lady did this to Kedge, it would break him.
I was
thinking about all of us, and I was like, Tommy would like it, because I know he loves a massage.
Yeah,
I
don't want feet on
lick
my
him.
Back.
Lick him.
No, they have special...
I don't want feet on my back. I don't care whose feet, though.
Well, would you have hands on your back?
I've slowly, over the years, got used to that.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone's feet on my back.
She was wearing socks.
Yeah.
Oh, even sweatier.
No. Like, well, I can't. No, I think
when I've had it, she walks on your back.
Huh?
Like, is she what, 5 foot?
Bruv, it feels amazing.
Yeah, it's weird. You know what? Your
so
face.
How does she get on? Like you said, she 1 foot
there's,
at a time.
There's poles above.
Oh, hello.
On the wall.
Yeah, so she can hold on the ceiling.
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Yeah, so the so
oh,
that,
wow.
So she can hold
like,
it.
Yeah,
and then she's kind of walking up and down. So you do hear like.
No, but like so. But yeah. Are you going?
That's what I mean. See, that's what I mean.
But you don't.
But like, does she not squeeze the air out of
Tommy? No. Please take it from that. I'd love to see this
because our bodies are man sized. And therefore, we can take the weight. Bro, I do it now to the kids. I ask both Milo and Logan to walk on my back.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's still not heavy enough. I'm like, walk on my back, walk on my bum, walk on my legs, like that. The back of my hamstrings. I love it.
Like, then you get squashed.
Huh? Nah,
no,
not at all.
Honestly, but instant, like my hamstring was hurting me. She stood on it, gone straight away.
Yep.
Straight away.
You can do things that won't involve people walking all over you.
No, yeah, you can get deep tissue massages as well. But
I think
it's another
different
method.
Kedge, give it a go, please. Yeah. And do you know what I was laughing about?
I was actually you could walk on me without.
I was laughing about it when she was doing it because I was thinking of you two, and I thought Kedge would absolutely.
She would have
hate
to be
this.
4 foot max.
A lot of them are quite little anyway, but not 4 foot. But like what?
Well, she has to be under 5 foot.
Why? Because
why? Because that means that the
ceiling can be as high as it wants. What do you mean?
No, but there have to be a certain weight and height. I'd collapse.
No, you don't.
My rib cage would just smash.
But you do know she's holding on to like the pole, so it's not all of her weight on you.
Yeah. So she kind of
still weight.
Yeah. And do you have an issue with the foot skin on your back?
I think now that, I mean, I've never experienced this, but like, I mean, I just don't want feet on my back.
Yeah. Is it what? Is it the thought of
it? Yeah.
But feet skin is the same as hand skin, is the same as any skin. So if you have
I don't know.
It's like.
Well, she put Dell on it as well. She's sliding
around.
Yeah.
They can. Yeah. I've been like that.
Oh my God. This is.
Do you know what? It wasn't even on my back because I don't really like it. It's more of my legs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Same here.
But how much of a leg have you got that she can walk on it?
Oh, mate. Of course she can walk on it. Yeah.
All that weight on your hamstring. It feels great.
Amazing. Does she go 2 feet on one hamstring?
Yeah.
They mix it up. Yeah.
You can do
shuffle the weight a little bit.
And then does she using like her big toe to really do stuff as well?
It's like a heel mostly.
Yeah.
Digging into the right places.
One her heel.
Yeah. The heel.
And obviously with the deer, sometimes they slip. The toe goes in your chitter. It does.
I can't think of anything worse.
Daddy dog!
That's never happened to me.
I couldn't think of anything
worse. That's never happened to me.
I could not think of anything worse.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With your big, massive ringer.
We need to take him. Yeah, look at his face. He's scared. He's scared.
No, but I'm just trying to vision it.
We need to film this.
Come on.
But you're right. I think the biggest issue, the massage is great, but probably the biggest issue is having foot skin on it. But actually, I did think,
You just go home and you jump in the shower. Yeah. Like, you ain't going to flip and walk around, are you?
Okay, here's my analogy. Here's my analogy in my head. The skin on your feet, that feeling weird about that touching you is a bit... Because it's no different to the rest of the body, really, right? Any other part of their body. That it's a bit like, do you drink the water in your bathroom?
No.
You don't drink the water from that sink?
Oh, like from the tap?
Yeah, well, not from the toilet.
This guy's saying, no, like once you're showering in from the bath.
No, like from the sink there.
Oh, yeah, Adam, I'll drink water from anything.
No. Okay, see, this is the thing also to split people, right? Because some people will, because they're like, it's the same water.
Kedge drinks from any tap, I've never
heard. Yeah,
because of its proximity to the toilet, some people won't.
I see, okay.
And is that your reason?
Yeah, no, it can't. Anything in that room can't go in my mouth.
Like,
I brush and spit and that's it. Nothing else is going in the mouth.
Yeah, but what about those, you don't have those drunken nights sometimes where you can just, that's the only place you can get to.
Yeah, when you're so dehydrated.
You're so dry. Yeah. And you're like, if I can't get to tap, then it's going to have to be the Barney from the toilet seat. But like,
in the middle
it's
of the
be
night,
something.
When you're really thirsty because you've been drinking alcohol.
That, I've always got water in my room anyway.
I think basically it's the same thing. Associated, that's what I was trying to say. It's the association of the toilet.
So yeah,
water.
That was my hard situation this week.
It's not hard anymore now.
Lady standing massaged. On me.
Well done. Well dealt with. I'm kind of envious. Makes me want one as well. And by the way, Back Clinic Birmingham have kindly offered us anytime we want to go down there for a massage and all sorts. They're called the Back Clinic in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
And they said, so Satch, if ever you're down in Birmingham.
Oh, I think that's the fellow who's always messages if we have gone.
Can we arrange someone to stand on his back?
Yes,
no,
we can.
I don't need it.
We're going to do it.
I don't have those situations.
It might become a bit of a legal situation because if he hurts himself, then
he
might be suing us. And another legal situation that's going down is controversial because it's very close to our heart. It's a legal battle that's actually happening in Delhi right now, which is a battle over who created the butter chicken dish.
Oh.
This is a serious lawsuit that's gone in.
Where's this?
In India, in Delhi, in the Mother Dish. It says here, the comfort curry that made people from all around the world, which has become a household favourite, is now become part of a messy court battle. The lawsuit over the dish's origin was filed in Delhi High Court last week. The case involves two different restaurants, two different families, each claiming that their lineage created it rather than the other lineage. And the lawsuit's been brought, there you go, the family of the Kundanlal Gujral, one of the original restaurant founders, claims that the Gujral family created the curry, and they've sued the rival chain, which is Dariya Ganj.
Yeah.
Of falsely taking credit for it. So it's Dariya Ganj versus Gujral.
Right.
And who owns it? And the Gujral family wants $240,000. That's about 188 grand in English, in sterling English money, in damages. So this is going down.
Dariya Ganj. Huh? Never Dariya Ganj.
I'm scared of your Ganj.
Yeah. Of my bald head. You're going to, hey, Oh, Darya Ganj. Or if I got scared. If I got scared. Darya Ganj. You're a bit Darya Ganj.
When Tommy gets scared, he's calling Darya Ganj.
And Gujral is also Gujral. That's, I know, I'm singing, yeah, singing that same song. But it's going down. It's Butter Chicken.
But they, who? You got, surely Butter... I didn't think Butter Chicken... I thought Butter Chicken was invented by people that's in,
like,
England.
No, this is weird, because it's like Kedge claiming I made a cheese sandwich.
Exactly.
It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
Dogla.
Yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it?
See, and on top of that, I'm reading on in the article.
I didn't think butter chicken was an Indian. I thought that's from the same family as like
chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, or
onion bhaji.
Well, yeah, onion bhaji, or like, you know, like all the different types of curry. Vindaloo's.
The fake ones. You're right. I would have thought butter chicken was, but then
you think butter chicken existed in India on the Indian menu? I don't think it did.
Well, if you think, look. Cooking chicken in butter and spices is nothing. It's just evolved into a richer, creamier dish.
That's like,
dish.
You know, like how you get like a dal makhani or a paneer makhanwala or a chicken makhanwala, I'm guessing. Yeah. That's it.
But you're on the right lines, because this only goes back, the butter chicken only goes back to 1947. So what they're saying is there's one restaurant, the Moti Mahal, right, that was all behind it. They said, well, who out of there created it there and from 1947? So who is the... And obviously it's just...
But they must have been eating it before 1947. Come on.
No, well, they would have had a version of it. What I'm saying is, those are the old school dishes that you're used to. But since 1947 is when they went, oh, and here it is, a butter chicken dish being served up. But 1947 is not that long ago.
No, it's not.
So, you know, it's not like your normal...
But
this
opens up a whole can of worms.
That's what I mean. It don't make sense.
Because then you can get, like you said, you can have different families now debating, well, we made the first dogla. Or we made the first, I don't know, whatever, tebla. And then, and so then who owns the...
Yeah, this is a bit mad nonsense. I think.
You can't ask to be the copyright holder of this dish.
Yeah, well, no, why not? Yeah, absolutely you can. It's like a cookbook. It's a dish.
No, but people would have been making this food
centuries ago.
Yeah,
you're right. It's vague.
So you can't just go, oh, well, actually, but we were the family who were making mutton paneer first. Well, how are you going to prove it?
Of course not.
Well,
you can't prove it.
Yeah. And actually, look, he says here, the law goes back, it says, to pre-independent India and inside the dusty lanes of Peshawar, now in Pakistan, where a young Singh ran a popular restaurant called the Moti Mahal.
Right.
And then it says in 1947, when it was partitioned, Singh split with a load of his Hindu employees. They fled Peshawar and they moved to the Indian capital, and soon they lost touch with each other. But somebody in that process created the butter chicken, and then they both took it.
That's, I mean, how do you prove
that? Hold on.
I mean,
what I find funny also is after 70 years of them making butter chicken and all the fame that butter chicken's got all around the world, they only won $240,000.
Yeah, that's a blag.
And also, Jamie Oliver's making it here as well now. So, you know what I mean? So
who is ours?
And you
get more than $240,000.
He would have probably made poppadoms in it or something like that and called it, the Oliver Chicken.
I think this is a bit of a blag. They need some dough.
Yeah.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
But might well be. But then I did look up how to make a butter chicken. And I started looking at it. And obviously you do all the spices, but then you blitz it. So that's the key. I don't know if that's a thing, because I don't know any other dishes where they blitz all the spices afterwards. So you just got that creamy, smooth.
It's a creamy
taste.
Sauce. Yeah. Would you say a butter chicken's like it's a North India dish? Yeah, is it? I think so.
I don't know.
I think it is. It's not South. It's not Central. It's Punjabi.
But I've never had it until probably in the last, I would say, 10, 15 years. I've had it.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't have it growing up.
No.
In your house,
we would have had a like karai chicken. You know, or like a...
No, but that's because you would have just opted for a karai chicken.
I think butter chicken has come into existence because of restaurants in the UK.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's like your korma, but not... I don't like kormas. But this one, when I was looking at the recipe, they put cashews in it as well. I didn't know cashews go into it. But you kind of blitz...
I've had the butter chicken in Punjab. Yeah. Banging.
Have you ever had a butter chicken paneer? It would go.
Of course. Paneer makhani or paneer makhanwala, same thing. Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
All it is a butter chicken sauce... With paneer in it instead.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. That's my dish at Masala Zone.
Yeah. I was saying.
That's the one, bruv.
Where was I? I was in some random part of London and there was a Masala Zone there. I was like, we have to come here.
Piccadilly Circus. That's the new one. Is that what you're talking about? They got a new one.
Actually,
there.
I think this was in Kensington. Like round that way.
They might have.
And I was like, and I looked, I was like, is it the same one? It's just a chain of restaurants. But basically, we go to all the time. We need
They're
to go
dead.
Again.
Yeah. Are dead. They? No, I ain't coming.
Are you not a fan of
I've never been a fan. I only go because of him.
I don't think you've been a fan of anything today.
No, I don't like masala.
I think that's good for you.
I don't like Masala Zone because it's not Indian food for us.
Oh, really?
It's more Indian than dishoom is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I don't like dishoom either.
Oh,
it's not proper. It's not proper Indian.
No, I'd rather, none of these restaurants are really proper Indians, but I'd rather go to
an Indian in like North London or East London and have proper Indian food.
You like those ones, don't you? In the North West. He likes that. He likes that.
North, East, West, anywhere. South ain't got no Indian restaurants.
But I think the thing I'd want to go out for food for is a mixed grill. A mixed grill? I got me excited. A mixed grill and also a dal makhani. They're the things.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. You're not going to get a good one of those at Masala.
I've had it then. It's good.
No, Kedja, shit.
It's good.
You can't compare it to proper stuff.
No. Yeah. You want the real deal.
Speaking of the real deal, here's something you can get on Valentine's Day, Tommy.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
And you're going to love this.
A Valentine's makhani.
No. Even better.
Hold on.
Greg's have got a Valentine's box.
Oh, God.
Oh.
This is heaven.
It's called a bake tray. And
like they're playing on the chocolate
milk tray.
Milk tray.
Yeah. And it's got like four pasties in it and two sausage rolls. And you can buy it in a box, like ready to go, like a gift set kind of thing.
For the love of your life.
There you go. Look, there's a picture of it there.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like a chocolate box. It looks like a chocolate box.
It's £10.
So is it set? Is it like what? Can you?
I mean,
what about for the veggies?
Maybe if you go there and ask them you want a veggie one, they might sort it out for you. But it comes with a steak bake, a sausage roll, a sausage bean cheese melt, vegan steak bake, vegan sausage roll, and a chicken bake in a box.
Is it supposed to be for one person or do you use it for sharing it?
No, it's for your loved one. It still doesn't sound as good as the love sausage.
Comes
in a little Valentine's box.
Greg's do it good.
Chocolate? Would you want a box of chocolate or would you want that?
No, all day long I take that. All day long.
There you go.
I just don't like the bean one. I'd need to do a deal.
Yeah, no, we'd have to do a swap. I think I'd have to swap it because obviously I don't eat steak and stuff like that.
But that should be the same with like chocolate boxes as well.
They should do a veggie version of that.
Exactly. Always think of us last. That's the problem.
Look, it's even got the little sections like you get with chocolates and biscuits in a
box. One's which?
And it's got a little guide above it, like what you're going to get. Oh, it looks great. Can you get it warm?
Yeah, so you can go to certain shops. They've only got
you can warm it yourself.
I think there's about 12 places in the UK that you can get it on Valentine's Day. A couple in Newcastle, couple in London, couple in Cardiff, couple in Glasgow, couple in Manchester.
Okay.
So there you go.
Sorted.
The one. Your nearest one's Canary Wharf, Tommy.
Or
Waterloo, if you're going to London.
I can do both.
They're the two places in London you can get it.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I would be over the moon if someone got me that for Valentine's Day.
There we go.
Okay, hint. Drop. There you go. Send it to Satch's inbox. Send him your tray bake.
Veggie one.
Nice. Actually, I'm spending Valentine's Day near you at that spice rack.
Oh, yeah, you're coming down our
end. Yeah, it's sold out. No tickets left. We're having a bit of a comedy and sing-song night.
Lovely.
It's funny that, because I'm around the corner from you.
Are you DJing around the corner?
At
the
Namaste Lounge on Valentine's Day.
Ken, do you want to come and watch us through the window?
No, I'm staying I'm staying well away, because I'm going to be at our very own Valentine's party.
Are you riling up the troops? Come on, everybody. We got Valentine's. We got chocolate.
Lads.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Virgin Radio are having a little Valentine's party.
Oh, very nice.
They are.
So yeah, they've got a little live band coming. And then we've got, I guess who's coming? The DJ.
You are.
DJ Jags Climax.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Because the big man said he wants a garage rave.
You see, again, you're getting too many brown people in too often now, Ken.
Too quickly.
Look at what he's done. He did the pop-up radio station. Okay. Yeah. And if I was like, if I was secret, BNP, EDL, I'd be like, all right, we'll let that one slide. One brown guy. He's only one brown guy. It's all right. We've got these manageable lads.
Yeah.
He's manageable.
We'll keep under control.
And then all of a sudden, Kedgerton kind of comes out with, it's cricket. The cricket. Yeah, let's get a Jazzed Army down. Let's make a bit of noise in the oven. Let's get Satch the DJ, right? Right. And they go, okay, all right, look, it's cricket, but it's against England, lads. It's all right. He's promoting our own as well. Okay. Right. And now it's like, it's Valentine's. Nothing to do with brown people. Why is there a brown DJ? Albeit Jags.
And he's going to play Bangor all night.
No, he's not.
Jags is going to be, so he's going to kill it. But so that's where I'm going to be. But the big
thing—we're all separate. We're all working. He ain't working.
No, I'm working. Of course, I'm working.
The running man to Jags Climax's love songs doesn't count.
No, well, I'll be the hype man.
What do you mean you're working?
No, I'm working, bro.
How?
I've got to, in my digital capacity. I've got to make sure that it's all sort of socialized and.
Because he's not in a human capacity right now. He's just in a digital. That's how Kedge lives.
Honestly, what a blag.
What were we going to say?
So the big thing that obviously Britain is talking about, that the number one pet peeve has been revealed for Britons. Ooh. Up and down this country. And guess what? It's not that blokes leave their toilet seats up. That's not what gets everyone's goat.
Yeah.
Can you guess what it could be?
Leaving the door open. People that walk into a room and leave the door open.
No.
Okay. Pet peeves. People pushing into a queue.
No. The other two things in the top three...
Right. I went to the top one, but in the top three, so number two and three, were leaving dirty cups and plates lying around.
I hate that.
Yep.
In the workplace, people leave people leave their tea bag in the mug and then they put it in the sink. What's that really about? What is that jungly behaviour?
Chahe kohi mujhe jungli kahe.
And then the third one.
I got to do Yahoo. Can I give
it? Yeah, do it. No.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
I can imagine that was dancing.
Actually, I think I went a bit Mario Brothers at the end. Yahoo! What was that? Was that? Boo! That's
Miss Dynamite.
and the Michelle. Yahoo!
No, you did a boo! Oh,
that? Yeah. That was in a game.
What game was it?
When they fire ahead. Yeah. I swear it's like Mario Kart.
Mushroom? Was it the mushroom? No, anyway. Yeah. The other thing was, so we said people leaving stuff around and then clogging the sink, shower drains with hair and just leaving it there.
Yeah.
That is the other one. But the biggest one that really annoys the British public is not leaving the toilet seat up, but not changing the toilet paper when it's finished.
Oh, man.
Who does that, man?
I never know how some people have obviously perfectly timed their wipage right to that last sheet.
Either they've gone short or they just
finished it off for the sake of finishing it off.
I think you couldn't perfectly time it. I think they've just gone for the extra.
You'd hope so, because if it's not that, they're going around with a little bit of, you know, hanging around. So absolutely, yeah. So
but that is the
dirty.
So the number one in the list, ultimate annoying thing was?
Yeah, is people not changing the bog roll and not replacing it, basically.
Yeah.
It's the most common pet peeve of British people.
And also, can I just add to that?
Go on.
In the Sandu house, we have an issue with, if you do change a bog roll, you end up leaving the little cardboard roll thing just on the floor by the bin.
Oh, at least it moves to the floor.
Why not move it? Why not just put it in the bin?
Put it in the bin.
Yeah, you know
what? No, but what happens? Okay, so what happens at night when it's in the middle of the night and you go to the toilet?
Yeah.
And then you finish the roll then? Yeah. Are you going to do the replaceage in the middle of the night?
So we have a little two or three stack in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, what if that two or three stack is gone?
Okay, it shouldn't be because that's never bad management.
Yeah. Bad maintenance.
And we would have to call a house meeting and address that.
Right.
There's
always a stack in the corner.
There's always a stack in the corner.
Yeah.
But then what about your rules of but it,
and that's
can't...
my own, I've got my own bathroom no, and but, there's always a stack in the corner.
No, but does that, but your rules of anything in the bathroom then gets infected with germs and all of that, then isn't that toilet paper then infected with
germs?
No,
it's not in the corner. It's actually away in the drawer. So they're there.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm all right. So I've got the replacement.
So,
right
but
there.
But if there is, what in that situation where it's the last little bit of paper,
yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm changing it.
What, in the middle of the night, you're going to go to the cupboard or wherever it is.
Yeah. What I'm
come on, bro. If
you're even if you don't change it, take it out and just put it on the side next to it. Be there. You can't leave it.
Yeah,
just in case, if anyone for whatever reason,
what just the empty thing on the
you can't, because if for whatever reason someone needs to go into that bathroom at night, because I have my own,
whether it's empty or whether bathroom. You left the roll on it,
you never know. Someone in the house might need to go in.
Satch, you know what? You'll be a good dad, because I tell you why I do it. Because I said if I don't put toilet roll there,
yeah.
My kids. I don't know what's going to happen in the night, because they come into our room and use our ensuite to go for a wee.
Right.
Thing. They could use the bathroom down the hall.
So the towel or something might be used.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, no, it has to be there. And also, you don't know when it's going to come in the middle of the night and go, because you hear them from their room and go, achoo! You think, that's normally followed with a nose like blow.
Yeah.
And it's not. So you're like, and then you hear steps. You're like, I need a tissue. So that's when you might need to go to go, quick, toilet roll. That's what it is. So right, you need all that. So yeah, absolutely. You have to change it. Take the owner.
KJ ain't the changer, I can tell.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the time of night and everything.
Don't
like that.
If it's
like in the middle of the night and luck has it that I use the last sheet, then you know we'll worry about it in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I just think that
worry about it in the morning.
Yeah.
See, I could never live with this guy.
No, exactly.
I could never live with this guy.
And that's why nobody does.
And on to things we've learned.
There's other things to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Things we've learned. I think I've got some good ones.
Oh, go on then.
Can you pick one?
Yeah. Oh, how do I tee this up? Okay.
Tee it up.
Okay.
Put it on a tee.
The big clock in London.
What's it
called, right? Yeah.
You've
had your picture taken next to it?
It's not, the clock's not called that.
Well done. What is Big Ben?
The bell.
Well done. Bell. That's not the thing I learned.
Oh.
Right.
What did you
learn? Part one. I knew that all the time, that Big Ben is the
bell.
The gunty. yeah, as it yeah, were, right? Yeah. Inside it, the not dong, the clock. The big dong, yeah. Right?
Going but what? Bigger band.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, actually, and it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be Gandhi Big Ben, it'd be Tu Gandhi Big Ben, hey. Yeah. That's right. Your name, Jeremy. You know what, I mean? Right. What is that building called?
Oh.
What is that? That's got the, another name,
white,
bruv.
The White Tower.
It's not called Big Ben. That big long column with the clock at the top. The inside, the Gandhi is Big Ben. What is oh, that called? Come on. This is the fact of the day.
The White Tower.
No. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I heard someone say that as an answer for something on The Chase, and I thought maybe that's it.
You're not a million miles away. It's something tower, oh. actually.
Wouldn't have a clue.
The Queen's it's, Tower.
Oh, there you go. You're now even closer.
Oh.
Which Queen?
The Queen Victoria Tower.
Nope, the other one.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Tower.
Elizabeth Tower.
Is
Elizabeth
the name Tower. Of really? What we've all been calling all Big our ben. Life Big Ben. The actual clock
Never
building. The clock building is called the Elizabeth Tower.
Is that after Elizabeth I?
Merry Christmas, everybody, listening in the Christmas podcast.
No, that's not
that
going.
Was the final fact of the year of 2024.
That's
for
going.
Me, Tommy Sandy. It's going in. It's going in. Have yourselves a wonderful festive season. We'll see you next year. Thank you. Goodbye. No. Go on. That's how calm that I am.
That was
that's
good.
Going in.
That was good.
You could use that to wrap the podcast.
That is going up.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is going in. Shall I go
who's next? Go on.
The thing I learned, I don't know if this has been done on the podcast before because I feel like it does.
Well, then, it's not has. Making it.
No, I think it will.
Go on.
Well, the word avocado
yeah.
comes from the ancient Aztec word for...
Like, I've got a license, but do you avocado?
Avocado.
No. That was good. Does it come from the word... Otherwise, does it come from the old word...
Does it come, does it come from the word
is this
avocado?
Etymology? I love this.
No. Though. Ocado.
No.
It's
basically... Avocado is named after something. Why is it named after that? It'll all make sense in a sec when I tell you the word. Shall I tell you the word?
It's... Yeah.
Testicle.
Oh, of course.
So that's what they're saying they look like yeah. bulls.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
And
yes.
It does.
Yes.
Particularly and, a bull. You know, like a
and
bull.
And only humans can ingest it. Because if an animal eats an avocado, they die.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
But the word guacamole.
Oh, guacamole.
Literally translates to.
Go on. Holy bull sack.
Testicle sauce.
Whoa. No.
Brilliant.
Wow, that's
Mexican.
That's
and do you know what?
That is brilliant.
Can't you always ask you for your guacamole?
I love
it. It makes
guacamole.
Sense now, mate. Yes,
it
makes sense.
I love it. It's so tasty.
Wow. Is that really?
Give him your testicle sauce.
I love it.
Can I be honest? I made some today.
Oh, well, see.
There you go. Fresh testicle sauce in the fridge.
Where is it?
Because I bought coriander was reduced. You know that Tesco? Like today's day. Yeah. I was like, fine. Yeah. I'll get an avocado. Got the
coriander. But did it
so
still,
to save myself
it,
15p
on
the coriander.
Crunch when you cut the coriander?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Because it was today. So it's okay, fine. It's all green. But it's when it, like a couple of days old.
Can you use that one next time you go to the pub? Okay. That's a good one, isn't it?
Testicle sauce. And then testicle
sauce. Guacamole.
Yep. Testicle sauce.
Holy moly. Okay. Right, so my one is out of the Premier League Championship, Division 1 and 2.
It's not things we learn. This is like stats. Go
which
on.
Is the only football team that doesn't actually come from a place?
Huh? So out of the Premier League?
Yeah. What football team is not actually from the place that it says in the name?
Arsenal.
Arsenal is one, but theoretically you can say that it is because it was known as the Woolwich Arsenal.
Woolwich Arsenal.
Because they're South London, but obviously okay. they... So Arsenal, yes, could be, but there is another team. There is another team, and I did not know this, but I absolutely loved it. And I thought it's
so,
a good...
So you mean it's that team is currently called, let's just say, West Ham, right? But they're called West Ham. We've always called them West Ham, but actually they don't play in West Ham right now.
Or well, no, there's no such place as...
Oh, there's no such
okay. place
so what team is there no such place as, but their name...
in England.
Oh,
Aston Villa.
No, because Aston.
Aston, yeah, but Birmingham.
It's Birmingham.
All, yeah, no, Aston is a place. I'm just trying to...
That's where I went when I first...
Yeah. Southampton, Bournemouth, Leeds,
Southampton.
Newcastle.
They're not in the Premier League.
Oh,
yeah.
Chelsea, Fulham.
No, I'm saying this team's not in the Premier League.
Oh, they're not in the... You said in the Premier League.
No, Premier League Championship 1 and 2. So out of all those leagues, there's one team.
Oh, blow me neck.
I wouldn't know that.
Nah, it'd be some random side. Go on.
Port Vale.
Where is Port Vale?
I was just going to check for you where it is exactly. I think it's near Doncaster. No, it's near Stoke-on-Trent. There you go.
Okay. So, sorry.
Port Vale. There's no such thing as Port Vale. They've just made that name up.
Wow.
Port Vale.
Port. Okay, so
so if someone comes up to you and says, I'm from Port Vale, they change you.
Exactly.
But then surely...
You can't be from Port Vale.
Can't be from Port Vale.
It means you're from Stoke.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So then they can't have many fans then, because people don't feel that same connection with it.
No, that's quite... You can. You're still, you know, like...
Robbie Williams wants to buy him, isn't it? Port
exactly,
Vale.
And that's why they're in the news.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. So maybe it needs a home.
There you go. All right, that won't be going in the Christmas one. So, just saying. Just put it out there.
That's a great one.
Aren't you hosting a concert this week?
Yes, hosting Shreya Ghoshal's concert.
Oh.
And if I'm honest, I told these boys we should give away some tickets last week, but we forgot. So, we could have given away, but we'll do that at the next concert. There's lots of big concerts planned with Bollywood people coming, and obviously they need a young, hip, happening host to host the concerts. And there isn't one available, so they're using the bald one. So yeah, I'm hosting Shreya Ghoshal. It'll be fun. You're coming.
I'm coming. If you're there,
yeah,
you're going to try.
I love Shreya's voice.
Yeah.
I love it.
She actually said she loves it.
Her voice just hits you there.
Yeah,
just there.
Yeah,
but no, where your voice hits me? Right here.
Yeah, right here, and it travels down my spine, and that's why I need a massage. Can you come to Shreya Ghoshal, or are you DJing?
I'm DJing, but I'll try popping before I head off.
That'll be lovely. If you are coming, we'll see you there. It's Friday night in Wembley, which I'm hosting. And very strategically, can I say, well done, Shreya. She's taken Saturday off. And then on Sunday, she's hosting a concert, the same concert in Manchester, which our good friend Harps Core is hosting, because I can't do that one. Because I'm in Leicester for a comedy show, which is sold out. Ooh. Thank you, Leicester.
Might come to that.
Yeah, it's my solo show. Come.
I thought you said it's a masala show.
It's in Leicester.
I should have called it that. It's Masala Show. Welcome to Masala Show.
Yeah.
My solo show. Yeah. Sorry, it's me being a bit slow and lazy in my chat. But yeah, so if you're coming to that, I'll see you there. And until all that happens, we'll see you next week.
Laters.
Laters.